Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today Sophie and I are talking about Jessica Bennett's Feminist Fight Club. Sophie, I have to ask, did you ever have a moment at work where you pitched an idea and nobody reacted, and then a guy said it 5 minutes later and everyone loved it?
Oh, absolutely. And that's exactly the kind of thing this book names and gives you a vocabulary for. It's called heathiating. When a woman suggests something and it's ignored, then a man repeats it and gets the credit. Bennett wrote this book because she was exhausted by those death by a thousand cuts moments.
Right. She actually started a real-life feminist fight club with her friends in New York. They'd get together in apartments and bars to vent and share strategies. And the name is intentionally combative because this isn't just a complaint session. It's about active resistance.
Exactly. And she's funny about it, which I love. She's angry, but she uses humor as a survival mechanism. The book is full of cartoons and playful language that make the hard stuff more digestible.
Yeah, the tone is key. She's not lecturing you. She's your friend who's been through it all and wants to share what she learned. And she gives names to all these patterns. There's the manterrupter, the guy who constantly talks over women, and the bropropriator, who takes credit for your ideas.
And the likability trap, that double bind where if you're assertive, you're aggressive, but if you're nice, you're weak. Bennett says women are socialized to be collaborative and deferential, while men are taught to speak up and take credit. So when women act like men, they get punished.
She also talks about the glass cliff, which I hadn't heard before. It's when women get put in leadership roles right when a company is failing, so they're set up to fail. And then there's the motherhood penalty, the assumption that moms are less committed, versus the fatherhood bonus, where dads are seen as more responsible.
Right, and she addresses imposter syndrome, but she reframes it. It's not just a personal failing. It's a rational response to a world that constantly tells women they don't belong. And she talks about code switching, the exhaustion of monitoring your behavior all the time.
One thing I really appreciated is that she doesn't pretend women are perfect victims. She acknowledges internalized sexism, women judging other women, competing for male approval, distancing themselves from the word feminist. She says the first step is to stop that and start building alliances.
Yes, and she has this great practical rule called the two feminist rule. Never meet with a male colleague alone. Always bring another woman for support and accountability. It's simple but powerful.
And she gives scripts for handling the bropropriator, like saying, "I'm glad you like my idea," or "let me build on what I was saying." It's about reclaiming your space without being aggressive.
Another big theme is perfectionism. Bennett argues that women feel pressure to be flawless, to be twice as good as men to be considered half as competent. She says that's a trap. It keeps you from taking risks. Men are much more willing to apply for jobs they're not fully qualified for.
She says adopt a good enough mindset. Embrace messiness and failure as part of learning. That's freeing, honestly.
And she's careful about intersectionality. She acknowledges that women of color, LGBTQ women, and others face compounded discrimination. The advice that works for one woman may not work for another, and privileged women have a responsibility to lift others up.
There's a whole chapter on men as allies, too. She says sexism harms men by enforcing narrow masculinity. And she gives advice, listen more, give credit, call out sexist behavior in other men.
Ultimately, it's a book about power. How it operates, how it's maintained, how to challenge it. She ends with a call to action. Start your own feminist fight club. Build networks, share strategies, stop going it alone.
For me, the biggest takeaway is that these microaggressions aren't random, they're structural. And naming them is the first step to fighting back. I'm going to start using heathiating in meetings.
If you want to go deeper, the full library is at 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It's $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. The book's whole point is that you're not alone in this fight, and solidarity is your greatest weapon. We'll see you in the next one.